This year marks the 200th anniversary of the Lewis and Clark expeditions. We wondered who lives and works along the trail now, from the northwest coast to the mouth of the Missouri.
1, 2, 3.
Producer Barrett Golding bicycled the entire Lewis and Clark Trail and sent us a series of audio postcards. Like this one from Astoria, Oregon, where members of the Columbia River Bar Pilots Association board ships from foreign nations and help shepherd them up the river. Phil O'Shaughnessy and First Mate John Leiter told Golding that each bend in the river brings different environmental issues that are often the subject of fierce local debate.
Yeah, in fact, one of the controversies right now in this whole area is dredging this river, because ships get bigger every year. And what keeps a ship from really being out of control as far as size is the average depth of harbors that it has to go into. Here, what they call the controlling depth is 40 feet. So that means a ship can load right down to 40 feet and not an inch more. Obviously, if they could carry a few more inches, that would be more profit. And right now, the big controversy is to dredge the river down to, I think it's 43 feet, just to give it another 3 feet. And that would make the shippers happy, you know. And then in competition to deeper ports like Seattle, it would also keep us more viable for competition.
So, I heard an interesting thing from one of the bar pilots, that those few feet aren't really going to make any difference in the shipping that comes here. The only difference is going to be these guys are going to be able to load heavier, which actually, it doesn't make any more jobs. Actually, if anything, it cuts down on jobs, because they're going to be moving less ships. You can say they have a load that takes 5 ships that are loaded at 40 feet, but if they can load up a little heavier, they can cut it down to 4 ships. There goes a lot of revenue right there.
Right.
For a lot of people, the river pilots, the longshoremen, and it goes right down the line.
So there's a lot of, I mean, when is it going to be deep enough? Because as long as you dig a hole deep enough to put the ship in, they'll build a ship big enough to fill it. So at some point, you've got to say, hey, wait, enough is enough. Because you don't know what you're doing to the environment when you're artificially deepening the channel. Since there was already a lot of pollutants in the river, they say that it's impacted in the mud. And when you start dredging, you're going to start to dredge all that up, you know, put it in solution again, which would affect, you know, the fishing and the marine life.
And one thing we should get straight before, that both of us are actually in favor of dredging the channel to be safe for the traffic to go through. But it's this extra depth that we're talking about of dredging. But dredging itself pretty much always has to happen, because the sand and silt and whatnot, this river's always moving and the sand moves. So that's a constant thing.
Phil O'Shaughnessy and John Leiter are members of the Columbia River Bar Pilots Association. Barrett Golding's portraits of the Lewis and Clark Trail, 200 years later, are part of Hearing Voices, funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more audio, photos, and interviews from the trail, please visit our website, livingonearth.org. Also coming up on our website, the view from Three Gorges. Earlier this month, China started pouring water into the reservoir behind the giant Three Gorges Dam, the world's biggest hydroelectric project and one of the most controversial. By the time it's completed in 2009, the dam will produce more than 80 billion kilowatts of energy, but it will have also displaced more than 1 million residents of central China. Its impact on the region's environment is yet to be totaled. Photographer Ed Bertinsky has captured the intensity of one of the world's largest engineering projects, and starting next week, his images of the Three Gorges Dam will be available on our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org for a close-up look at the Three Gorges Dam.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the World Media Foundation. Major contributors include the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation for coverage of Western issues and the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund. Support also comes from NPR member stations and Bob Williams and Meg Caldwell, honoring NPR's coverage of environmental and natural resource issues, and in support of the NPR President's Council, and Paul and Marcia Ginsburg in support of excellence in public radio.